welcome back to another episode of Belly Up. I am your host, Gino Luciano. The funny thing about today is so many people just believe that people just can't get any dumber. But guess what? People just did. And that person I'm talking about, the one and only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also affectionately known as Alexandria Crazy Eyes Cortez. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Really, though, people have just gotten to the point where they're just calling her AOC because her name is so incredibly hard to pronounce. AOC is a representative of the United States. And you know how hard that is to say? It's incredibly hard to say. Because I, at no point in my life, ever felt represented by that woman. She's not representative of me. In case you didn't know, my goal in this podcast is to say representative or a such word like that as many times as I can, in order to annoy and infuriate you, the listener. So thank you for listening. Anyway, AOC has just cooked up a new plan. A plan to save the world. To save the earth as we know it. It is called the Green New Deal. I don't know who cooked up that name. Quite bad, if I do say so myself. I think a better name, something a little more stealthy, would be something like Operation Whale Saver or Operation Cowfart Preventer. You'll understand that in a bit. Anyway, so we got this brand new Green Deal. It's really special. It's all shiny and new. Already, though, it is tainted and tarnished by the good sense of every single honest American in the United States. Can I just throw my 2 cents in the pot, please? This plan is a stupid plan, a dumb plan, a Weasley plan. It makes no sense and absolutely should not be taken seriously. Same goes for the person who cooked it up, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This plan is, of course, designed to fight the problem, the deep, 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 deep problem of climate change. Because we all know that exists, right? Yeah, okay. Now, this plan is supposed to help with this problem of global warming and also a financial crisis, which is brewing under the surface and will pop out like little bubbles on the surface unless we do something about it. We must do something about this problem. This plan talks about such things like revamping almost every building in the United States to make them more eco-friendly. Another is planting more trees, which is slightly ambiguous, but I guess we should be doing that. Another incredibly smart solution to gas emissions and stuff like that is we should have no air flight anymore, and instead we will all use rail. Part of me thinks Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez never learned geography in school because she obviously believes that the United States is the whole world and that there aren't giant bodies of water separating continents. But of course, there aren't continents in her book, so one more of her incredible ideas. Her ideas that will shake the world by their renown. This idea is somehow doing something with our cows so that they don't fart anymore? I have no clue what that means. She actually said in this document of hers, this beautiful document, that cows, we can't do anything about them in 10 years. This whole thing was supposed to take place in 10 years. We can't do anything in 10 years about our farting cow problem. Someone told her sometime in her life that this was a problem to the environment. So I'm starting to think now, if cows are hurting the environment by their dreadfully pungent farts, then humans must be too, so we should get rid of them too, right? Because, I mean, the planet is the ultimate thing that matters. If there were no humans or animals, then the planet would just survive. We need that, right? Let's send off all the cows into space, and they can just float around. We can go to Mars and just watch the Earth be there in the sun and just glimmer, and wow, what a fun planet. I wish we were there, but we can't because we'd ruin it. This seems like the life she wants or something. I have no clue what she's thinking in that little brain of hers. Anyway, people are coming after her from all sides, telling her that her plan is dumb and stupid. She starts crying. She goes into the closet. Then Nancy Pelosi says, "It's okay, but your plan is really, really dumb." And then she cries more. But there are a number of Democrats who have signed on saying, "This is the plan. This is the plan we must follow. We need to do this." And so they are the people running for president, such names like Cory Booker and people like that. I can't remember the other candidates right at this moment. Anyway, they have signed on saying we should do this plan. I think this is going to play very, very poorly for them in their presidential runs because everyone else sees this plan as for what it is, a very costly plan that is demeaning to cows and has some pretty, pretty crazy goals. Honestly, I feel really bad for her. She obviously believes what she's saying. I just don't know. I think maybe she forgot to take her medication for her brain, and she's not taken it for many, many years now. And so now she has risen to this state level, this representative level, and now she's spouting off all these incredibly dumb plans. I think she should go back to the insane asylum where she first came out of. And if we're not going to do that, then we should invite all the insane people out to run the world for us, because obviously that is the world that we should be looking for, the world that will lead to a brighter tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you very much. And this episode is now over, so thank you for listening, everybody, and please subscribe. Thank you for the use of your eardrums.